But because I was just barely six, they wanted to put me back in first grade. And this did not really appeal to my parents because they thought that I would be bored to tears, and they were probably right. So fortunately, my grandparents knew somebody in the school district who interceded for us and agreed that if I would go through a series of tests and pass them adequately for a first grader, they would allow me to start second grade. So I went to second and third grade in River Oaks Elementary School.
River Oaks?
River Oaks. We had lived there until I was five, but then we moved out to Memorial Drive January before I was five. But at that time, I think I told you that the Spring Branch School District consisted of a school for all 12 grades, and it was really a rural school, a country school, although it was, I think, probably reasonably good as an educational facility. My parents didn't know much about it, and they were a little suspicious of a country school. And we had lived in River Oaks, and my mother had grown up there, and she was familiar with River Oaks Elementary School, and she decided she'd rather drive me in there every day than drive me out an equal distance to Spring Branch Country School. But by the time I went to fourth grade, they had opened a brand new elementary school called Memorial Drive Elementary, which is the closest public school to us. It's much closer than Piney Point Elementary, which is in the Houston School District, but we can't go there. So I went there fourth, fifth, and sixth grades. Then I went to Spring Branch Junior High School, seventh, eighth, and ninth grades.
Was that in building two?
Not in seventh grade. Seventh grade was still in the old building, but they were constructing a new one, and it was finished about the time I finished seventh grade. So eighth and ninth were in the new building, which was on this side of Katy Freeway. Now, this may sound like an artificial boundary, but it's a very well-known psychological boundary. Katy Freeway is a major division line, socially and every other way. As an east-west boundary, it is north of it is Spring Branch, which is used to be rural and is now much more middle to lower middle class,
white
collar. Yes, all white. Spring Branch is 3% black. As a district, mm-hmm. The Spring Branch School District.
But it used to be a fairly affluent, like the Heights or something.
No, never was. It was rural. It was
rural.
Farms. A lot of farms. And some people who worked in the industries along the Katy Freeway. There's Cameron Iron Works, which until I was about 9 years old, I thought was the Camera and Iron Works.
Is that Spring Branch where those Italian truck farmers you mentioned?
No, they live in what's called the Westheimer area. Now, we're smack dab in the middle of Westheimer on the south and Spring Branch on the north. Mm-hmm. Memorial. Each one of those divisions is a long, skinny strip. Westheimer is a long, skinny strip that runs from approximately Post Oak Road west out along Westheimer Road to Derry Ashford Road, which is about out to Barker and Addicks Dams, which is another local landmark since Houston has virtually no topographical features. We pick on man-made things like the Barker Dam.
Well, tell me about this Katy Freeway.
Memorial runs between Westheimer and Katy Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be Katy Road, which was the highway to Austin. And Katy is the name of a little town which is now being sucked into Houston, kicking and screaming. It's a rice town. There are big rice dryers out there. But the road to Katy, it was the Katy Highway. And it used to be a two-lane road, but it is now a eight-lane freeway with speeder streets and an interstate highway. That's Interstate 10.
Katy?
Katy Freeway.
Is Interstate 10.
Is Interstate 10.